This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, wildfires in Southern California have consumed nearly 500,000 acres, forcing evacuations and destroying homes and businesses. The United States has imposed tougher sanctions on Iran, and President Bush asked Congress for an additional $46 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR Senior News Analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And, of course, we have to begin with these devastating fires in Southern California. President Bush toured some of the affected areas. He met with relief workers and residents who were forced to evacuate. He promised more federal aid for rebuilding and recovery. At this point, would you venture any lessons that we've learned over the past few days?
Yeah, first, let me not talk about the Consoler-in-Chief visiting yet one more further disaster area. But I've been interested in thinking about this all during the week, because it's amazing that if Katrina was the model of how not to handle a disaster, then the California fires are a model of how disasters like this should be handled. And you wonder why. Is it that the middle-class people with all the middle-class homes had better organization for dealing with this? I don't know. What I do know is that after the end of this week, one looks at it and you see a lot of people who didn't care very much for bureaucrats and government before have certainly learned a new appreciation of bureaucrats.
I want to ask about the war spending bill, because President Bush has asked for another $46 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. President says this money will pay for basic needs for the troops in Iraq, like body armor and safer vehicles. Do you expect the Congress to give him what he wants? What about public opinion?
In the end, yes. There'll be all the maneuvers to try to tack something onto it one way or another. But let's face the fact that as long as there are American troops in the field there, no politician is in a position to say, I don't want to give any money for the military. And that's it. But however it works itself out, we know and the Democrats know that they're stuck. They've got to go along with this.
In line with that, the House of Representatives passed a new version of the SCHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Bill.
Yes.
The president vetoed the last one, but lawmakers say they've made some important changes to the bill, which, as Senator McConnell often reminds interviewers, began as a program under a Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
Now, President Bush says that he'll veto this version in any case. He's concerned it extends coverage to people who don't need it, drives up the price. If Democrats, along with Republican supporters and the bill and Mr. Bush, are at an impasse, does this create a political problem for both parties?
Not in equal measure. I think the Republicans have more of a problem than the Democrats do. This is a wildly popular program of trying to take care of kids, and now they want to add another 4 million kids, say, only because they're on the margin between poverty and not poverty. And it's generally supported everywhere, so that the Republicans will have to maneuver between the White House and the Congress. The Democrats are in a position to say, well, either you're going to veto this, we'll give you another one every 2 weeks. As long as the issue is alive and on the front pages, it really works for Democrats and not for Republicans.
Do Democrats leave themselves open at some point to the charge that they're playing politics and not actually getting a bill done?
Anytime that someone seems to have an advantage, the other side will always say he's playing politics.
Turning to the Middle East, Turkey has been increasing pressure on the U.S. and the Iraqi government to stop cross-border attacks into Turkey by Kurdish PKK rebels. They have stationed about 100,000 troops along the border, which is often hard to tell where the border goes in
that
mountainous area. Do you think the chances of a peaceful resolution of this are diminishing?
I don't see at the moment any peaceful resolution, because the Turks would have to accept the assurances of the Iraqi government, the Maliki government. They're doing what they can to try to deal with the PKK. The Turks are poised to go in. It's probable that before they go in on the ground, there will be some airstrikes of one kind or another. Mm-hmm. But I do not see at this point the Turks, who have authorization by parliament and have the whole of the Turkish public behind them, I do not see them waiting very long in spite of all the imploring that you get from the U.S. and others. I think that they will go.
The United States imposed tougher new sanctions this week on Iran, uranium enrichment. Russia, China, and disagree. There have already been two rounds of international sanctions. Can a new round of sanctions have any effect?
Yeah, but you have to note the two rounds of sanctions are United Nations sanctions. Mm-hmm. And the sanctions the United States has now imposed are unilateral sanctions. because it's going to be increasingly difficult to get another resolution from the Security Council. Putin has said he would veto one. China will probably do that. Even Germany doesn't seem to want one. And so what really is happening is in trying to contain Iran, the United States may end up being itself contained.
President Putin this week made a comparison between a proposed U.S. missile defense system located in Europe and the Soviets then putting Cuban missiles in Cuba in 1962, which occasioned one of the great crises of the 20th century.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of cute. It's a rhetorical point you can make. I mean, the Russians are saying that you didn't like our missiles in Cuba staring down your throat. Well, we don't like your missiles in Poland or the Czech Republic staring down our throat. It's argument.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure.